You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right.
News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid and conservative and just plain right, like the dude just said. Yes, like I always like to add in there once in a while, we are saving the world one soundbite at a time. All right, so this is one of my favorite moments of every single week. So I got these two folks that work with me, Copper and the Birdman. And, you know, we always say that Copper's in-house, making everything run on time, that the switches are all flipped, the phones are all answered, and that I'm staying, you know, in tune, and she can bleep out the bad words if something happens. She's working in-house while Birdman works in the outhouse and keeps everything technology-wise outside of the studio itself humming. All the social media, the podcasts, all that stuff that it takes to do this show, plus helping me with my resources daily, that would be the Birdman, and I can't do without either one of them. But I also like to hear their opinions. So, let me call a quick roll. Birdman, you with us?
Howdy, howdy.
Outstanding. And, of course, Copper is still here.
Yep.
All right, Copper, you got that special sound effect that we like?
Oh, of course.
Play it!
Woo-hoo! Woo-hoo! Woo-hoo!
Okay. All right. Copper and the Birdman. All right, our segment here. All right, I got questions. I'm assuming you have answers. So, I got questions. I want to hear you guys talk about this stuff, and if you've talked to other people about it and you got a sense of what, you know, folks are saying, especially if it's folks your age, my millennial mavens, let me just ask you. So here's question number one. Who's that laughing? Who just laughed?
Me.
Who laughed? Okay. Did you like that, or was that a derisive laugh?
I know I liked that.
Okay. All right. There's a great deal of fuss. Question one. There's a great deal of fuss from the pro-abortion elements about the leaked draft opinion regarding Roe. Left-wing activists are protesting outside the homes of Supreme Court justices. Do you think that protesting outside the homes of Supreme Court justices is a form of protected speech? And the follow-up question to that is, do you think that your generation would support curbing some aspects of the freedom of speech to prevent this kind of behavior? I'm going to go with Copper first.
Well, first off, it's illegal, so... No, it doesn't fall under
free
speech. Oh,
look at you pulling the law out on us.
It's
go
illegal.
Ahead. All right, go ahead.
But if it was a legal form of free speech, even if I didn't like what they were saying, I would support it. I think people of my generation tend to be more on board with suppressing free speech if it's if they're liberals. So I think my fellow conservative millennials and Gen Zers would not want to suppress it. But when it gets down to it being illegal and them making threats and vandalizing things, then of course not.
Well, I mean, so let me ask you this before I go to Birdman. Do you think, you know, I did my monologue today, obviously on the First Amendment. Do you think that your generation grasps at this stage of life, fully grasps the benefits of having a First Amendment right to freedom of speech, or would they be willing to abridge it because they haven't really totally, you know, gotten on board yet?
Because we have hurt feelings. No, I think.
Did I say that? I didn't say that.
That's how I'm interpreting it.
Oh, go ahead.
Well, that's how my generation interprets it. That, you know, if we have hurt feelings, we should be able to control what you say because it's worse for you to hurt my feelings than it is for me to suppress your free speech. But no, I think we take it for granted somewhat, and that we probably would be okay with controlling it more, especially on the internet, because we think we can trace tangible harm to things that people say, and so we think we should be able to control the origination of that hurt.
Wow. Well put. Okay, very well put. Birdman, what you think? Protected speech, protesting in front of the houses, and would your generation support abridging it?
You know, I agree with Copper. This whole thing with if it's illegal, it's illegal. She's right. You know, there's a difference between peaceful protests and breaking the law. I got no problem with anybody protesting about anything for any reason. If it's not illegal, you know, do it the right way. That's how life works in general. If you're going to do it the right way. You know, if it's on private property, then there's your cutoff. You know, it's very basic to me. As far as, you know, my generation and all this stuff, honestly, even in my notes, I wrote down, the last line that I wrote was, my generation are the morons who are trying to get free speech limited in the first place. This is not a surprise, I feel like. I feel like this whole conversation when it comes to my generation, even in the last week, I have seen and had conversations with people who believe that even the Roe v. Wade thing is a complete stomp on people's individual right to speak out, and or that it should be limited and that people shouldn't be allowed to speak out, for overturning Wade. It's just this whole thing is just so silly to me, because it's the First Amendment, and there's a reason it stood the test of time. And I think that pretty much sums it up. It is. There's a reason for this.
Well put also. And I would say, though, too, even though I asked the question, which the question was not meant to imply that your generation doesn't get it, I will say this. Right now, the oldest generation, which is represented by our current octogenarian president, doesn't seem to care either, because the president of the United States, who is soon to be 80 years old, doesn't even choose to make a statement about the fact that they're protesting at Supreme Court houses, which means he's basically encouraging it by saying nothing. And it's against the law. You're right. All right. Good commentary. Now let's keep the freedom of speech thing going, but in a different direction. Elon Musk. All right. The Musk man is being ripped even by the New York Times. Well, okay, I don't know why I say even by, because the New York Times does nothing but rip conservatives. And I'm not sure he's truly a conservative, but nonetheless, he does seem to like the First Amendment. Elon Musk being ripped by the New York Times for his purchase of Twitter. Is it fair game to go after the man's character for his stance on a social issue? You first this time, Birdman.
I mean, there's always going to be hate. If you're he's in the public sphere, especially on somebody like him, there's always going to be hate for one thing or another. It's inevitable. The way I view it, it's stupid that people are attacking the man. But this happens on every social media, regardless of who you are. And if you tick somebody off, you're going to get reported. You're going to get, banned. This is whether it should be or not. But honestly, in my opinion, it comes with the territory, but you got to break a few eggs to make the omelet. And in my view, he's just breaking a few eggs by ticking some people off, because a lot of the points he's been making recently have actually been fair points. He's been doing things that I agree with.
All right. Copper, what you think?
I mean, it's such a clear double standard here. Nobody on the left cared when Zuckerberg and Jeff Bezos were suppressing anything on their sites, on Google, Facebook, Twitter, and it just is such a double standard here, because now as soon as there's somebody who's willing to stand up for free speech, everybody's just tearing him to pieces and saying that he shouldn't have the right to buy something. This is a free market society, supposedly. He should be able to buy it if he wants to.
Well, and he should. And, they've even gone so far as to suggest that since he grew up in South Africa as a child, that he is in some way an apartheid racist. And that has something to do with the fact that he's buying Twitter. It's, first of all, no. And secondly, he doesn't live there now. And thirdly, he's expressing things that are constitutionally protected here. So it's interesting, but it's classic New York Times. It's also classic liberal. If you can't go after the issue because you're losing on the issues, then go after the person and attack the character. All right, stick with this, though. Musk, I'll tell you what. Let's do this. Copper, we're about out of time. Let's go ahead and take the break. Y'all are talking a lot today. Go ahead and take the break. We'll come back. I got another question. Musk is going to fire 1,000 Twitter employees. Are we going to be better or worse off with Twitter after that? And then, stupidest story of the week. All right, Copper and the Birdman, we'll be right back. Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Going right back now to one of my favorite segments, Copper and the Birdman. These two keep the trains running on time here for the show, and yet they are also great at having their own opinion. So, all right, you guys, here's the deal. Going right back to it. We're talking about Elon Musk a minute ago being ripped by the New York Times, and is that fair game? Let me ask you this. Musk, recent reports say that Musk made a presentation to the board at Twitter and said that upon his, you know, assuming the throne at Twitter, that he's going to fire 1,000 Twitter employees. He's going to add a subscription fee. He's going to remove barriers to things like, you know, people's comments on different topics that have been banned so far. So in your thoughts, is Twitter going to be better or worse after he takes over? Birdman, you're first.
In my opinion, it's going to be better. I don't know. I know that's kind of controversial to say. This doesn't come from the format of just like, you know, kind of forcing people out or anything like that, or forcing out the people that would more than likely disagree with it. I just think that Twitter, as a general rule, is unnecessarily open-ended, and that making a character limit is just a cop-out for having a healthy, functioning social media. I feel like that even with the amount of employees Twitter has, which is about 7,000, firing 1,000 of them, I think a businessman like Elon Musk is looking at this and seeing what work these individuals are doing and going, okay, for what's being put out, there's no reason for this kind of, for this amount of people, especially when you look at something like Facebook, which has like 10 times the amount of employees. I don't know. I feel like it really can't be worse. That's honestly the way I think.
Okay. All right. And could we at least get an edit button? An edit button, please. Right. How hard
is
that? Yes. All right. So, Copper, your thoughts?
Yeah, I'm tentatively hopeful. I mean, if the 1,000 people that he's firing are the ones who are acting like activists on the job.
Fire the bad ones.
Yeah, banning the people who they don't like, then sure, get rid of them and hire people who are can actually do their job and not just be activists. But I don't know about the subscription cost. I mean, that's a decent idea for trying to make content more organic again, rather than having to pay to play with ads to get anybody to see your tweets. But I probably wouldn't use it unless there was also a free option, because I don't really care about Twitter as much as that.
All right. All right. Well, tell you what, before we run out of time, I mean, I was going to comment more on that, but those are both solid. I think I agree with both of you on this stuff. But let me just jump to the most important question of the week, though. Stupidest story of the week. I like this one. You guys always find things I haven't seen yet. So, Copper, you're first. Stupidest story of the week. What'd you see?
All right. So, a drunken man in Maine was arrested after he trespassed and then tried to hide from police under a blanket. Except he was just sitting on like a park bench with the blanket just thrown over himself. So it was very obvious that it was just a dude under a blanket. And so the police officers took a photo and posted it saying, "Is this Scooby-Doo? What? Is this an episode in Scooby-Doo?"
This reminds me of like when your little kids, when they think they hide under the blanket, you can't see them anymore.
Yeah.
So did they arrest him?
Yeah,
I mean, what's the deal?
Course.
Okay. All right.
It wasn't as bad as some guy who tried to hide under a mattress, like between the mattress and the bed's structure. Whoa, that won't bold at all. It'd be obvious.
Okay. All right. Birdman, stupidest story of the week. What'd you see?
Okay, so this was actually sent to me by my beautiful fiance, and I had to use this one because this is just too good. So, methane emissions have been burped up by cows and have been observed from space.
Oh my god!
An environmental data company has actually been capturing satellite imagery of methane emissions, and basically, if you read into it, they say that if these emissions were sustained for 1 year, enough gas would be released to power 15,402 homes.
What? How do they even measure that? So basically, this is like an episode of Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome when they ran the entire city off of pig flatulence. That's what you're saying here.
That's pretty much it.
So have you seen Thunderdome? Who runs? Yes, okay.
I have.
Who runs Bartertown? So the pig man. Okay. So we ended this whole segment on drunken knuckleheads laying on benches and cow flatulence. That's what we just ended the entire segment on.
Pretty much.
You realize that, right?
You asked for stupid. We delivered.
She's got a point, you know.
Okay, I asked, and y'all delivered. How about that? All right. Copper and the Birdman, I appreciate you guys. Thanks so much. Birdman, we'll talk to you soon. And Copper, we are going to head into the final half hour here. I'm going to go ahead and open the phone lines up. 866-494-9866. We're about to head to a break. After the break, you want to call in, comment on what we've been seeing. How do you feel about the fact that the state legislature, some members are saying maybe we need to amend our very strict abortion laws? Do you think they should? I don't think they should, but I'd like to hear your thoughts. 866-494-9866. And for that matter, what do you think about protesting outside of Supreme Court justices' homes? Is that legal? Is it protected? Are they crossing the line? Okay. 866-494-9866. Yes, phones are already ringing. Tell them to hang on during the break. I'm going to want to hear what they have to say. All right, folks. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. We'll be right back.